Greetings in the name of our soon-coming Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn. Join us, please, for a few happy moments over the Word of God. We shall turn now to the last book in the Bible. This is the one and only New Testament book given wholly to prophecy. And we shall read in chapter 4 and at verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter or after these. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. May God bless the reading of his own most holy and precious word. Now what we're going to specially call attention to is found in the first verse, which says, After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. Now you will, many of you, recall that we have been noticing various doors that are spoken of in the Scriptures, and in our last messages to you, we were speaking on chapter 3, verses 20, especially where our Lord Jesus Christ is seen on the outside knocking at the door, and of course we made clear that the door there is the heart's door, and it must be opened from the inside. You must open the heart's door. It's a personal appeal. And if you would enjoy communion and fellowship with him, you must hear his voice, open the door, and let him in. But now in chapter 4, we have another door brought before us, and something again vastly different. John the seer says, I looked, and then not only did he say, I looked, behold, a door was opened in heaven. Now I have no hesitation in saying that this, in all likelihood, pictures the rapture, that is, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ for his saints. That would be at the end of church history. And we believe that we are there at the present time. You need not, if you have any spiritual discernment, you need not but to open your eyes and look in any direction, and there's evidence of apostasy and the giving up of those truths that once were held, not only held in the intellect, but had a place in the hearts and meant so much to the Lord's dear people. But in the end of chapter 3, we find the end of church history here upon earth, and then in the opening verses of the fourth chapter, we get the rapture, that blessed, blessed truth that ought to be filling your heart today, if you know and love our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me stress that it is only those who have heard the voice of God in salvation that will hear the voice that's spoken of in this fourth chapter where he says, Come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be after these. Now, the dreadful things that are about to occur upon this poor old earth of ours, and we do not, let me say, all kindness, we do not expect to see things get better, but we believe with God, and as it is set forth by Paul our Apostle in the Epistle of Timothy, that things will wax worse and worse to the very end. And so the next event, the next great event in the program of God is what's indicated here. The door is going to be opened in heaven, and then we're going to hear that voice, Come up hither. Oh, how blessed it will be to hear him speak thus, to hear him say, Rise, my love, my fair one, come away. And so as we see around us today the dark clouds of apostasy gathering and thickening and deepening, we can say, surely this is evidence that the coming of the Savior draweth nigh. And I would like to appeal to all who are listening in today, and I would like to ask you, if you are ready, would you be one of those that would hear the voice, come up hither? And if there's any question of doubt or uncertainty in your mind, we would like to urge upon you to enter in today enter into the door of salvation, and then if that occurs in your life, you can be sure that you will hear what's indicated here, and you will see what John saw and hear what John saw. And we believe that we could expect to hear that call at any time, and it may be today. Hear him, trust him, and salvation is yours.